I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to a farmer's daughter.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and our good buddy Craig Morgan, an incredible country artist and just an American patriot, is back with us here on the National Defense. Craig, how are you?
Doing well. Doing well.
You know, the last time we talked to you, you were on tour at a fair, and there was a shooting there, and had to scramble everybody back to your bus. Any more incidents since then?
No, thank God. It's been quiet on the home front, so to speak. We're grateful for that.
Absolutely.
You know, that was quite a shaky incident, but, you know, fortunately it wasn't something that was as grave. It wasn't a mass shooter incident. It was just a couple people arguing turned into a shooting. So thankfully not that many people were hurt or injured.
Just crazy. It's crazy what's going on. Hey, Craig, listen, congratulations also on your reenlistment. This is fantastic. And you did it at the Ryman Auditorium, which is, I can't even imagine how that went over with the people there. But that had to be incredible. Re-enlisted in the reserves as a warrant officer, right?
Well, yeah, I actually re-enlisted as a non-commissioned officer, and then I went through the warrant officer candidate program. But yes, I am now a warrant officer one, yes.
Okay, well, listen, I mean, you are in great shape, and you stay physically fit, but do we really have to count on you to handle things overseas?
Well, I mean, it could happen. That's the reality of being of your occupation.
Is that true?
Yeah, every soldier in the military is required to understand the basics of, or in the Army in particular, basic soldier skill set, how to shoot a rifle, how to do the basics. Every soldier goes through that training. Then they go into the advanced individual training, which is where they become in their field of choice, whether it be medical, legal, administrative, it doesn't matter, you know, but in the beginning, that basic training course is all about doing those basic soldier skill sets. And, you could be a band leader, and then the next thing you know, you're standing on the front line because that's what is required of you. You got to be ready to be ready.
yeah, and especially with the reserves now. You know, the reserves used to be a once-a-month guy or girl that takes off, but ever since Afghanistan and Iraq, the reserves are, just like you said, Craig, you got to be ready, man. You got to be ready not only to go, but to stay, right?
Well, yeah, and you know, the objective is to not have to utilize our reserve forces.
Right.
But because we were so involved in so many conflicts and we were taking active duty soldiers away from their families for so long that they were utilizing the reserve forces to give some relief to the active duty personnel.
Yeah.
So what they do is they put these reservists on active duty for a while, and they serve just as an active duty soldier would, so that the active duty units could have a break. And that's very important.
Yeah.
We do the same thing with our doctors or lawyers,
right,
or band guys. Yeah, you know.
We're talking to country artist Craig Morgan here on the National Defense. And in addition to the new album, God, Family, and Country, you're in a movie. It's the Ballad of Davy Crockett, right?
Yeah, a lot of fun. You know, I've done some movies, some short films. I've done some things in the past, but this is my first time to be a production this large, and it was so much fun. Gosh, aside from that thing I did in the jungle, which was a massive production, this was a big production. It was a lot of fun. And exciting for me because I am from Tennessee. I was born in Nashville. And, you know, Davy Crockett, a Tennessean. And I'm married to a young lady from Texas. And so I'm often reminding her that it was a guy from Tennessee who came down to that Alamo and really set the
state up. That's right. There's a guy from Tennessee. Well, as a guy from Tennessee myself, from Knoxville, Davy Crockett was, and I'm sure you as a kid, you know, you had some Davy Crockett merchandise. You had coonskin cap. You had all that stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, he epitomized a heroic family man, country-loving, you know, God-fearing human being. It was everything that that we should all aspire to be, quite honestly.
Right, right, absolutely. And you play a character named Davis Bridger. Tell us about Davis.
So he's a trapper and was accused of stealing furs from the major fur company. Obviously, he didn't, but a lot of that went on. You know, these are documented historical facts that took place in the history of Davy Crockett's life. A lot of them, you know, again, I'm sure there's some director and writer privilege.
Enhancements,
at
sure.
Points. But the reality is those things happen. Those were tough times, especially for trappers. They would end up basically become subcontractors for the big trapping companies. And if they were accused of something, they didn't get a trial before a court or anything like that. It was the head man's choice to do what he deemed necessary. And I was accused, or my character was accused, of stealing some furs, and so they took everything from me.
We're talking to Craig Morgan here in the National Defense, the new movie, The Ballad of Davy Crockett. It's out now. You can get it on Amazon or Apple TV. And you also did an original song for this movie, right?
I did. Myself and Phil O'Donnell, my co-writing buddy and co-producing partner, my friend for a long time, we wrote this song and produced it and recorded it and everything just for this film.
That had to be pretty cool. I mean, it's kind of a full circle moment for you as a kid from Nashville, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I got a song that is in this film that we wrote and produced and created, and now we're seeing it as, you know, the music backdrop for this picture, which is, and it's pretty special, yeah. Pretty humbled by it.
Well, and you know, it's one of those films that the whole family can watch. It's, like you say, it's pure Americana and patriotism. And if I remember right, in the original Davy Crockett, wasn't he like a friend to the Native Americans, whereas a lot of other trappers were not?
Yeah, he was. Historically, he was known for befriending the Native people.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And also another thing that just separated him. But now, who plays Davy Crockett in this movie?
It's a young guy. He's such a great actor. He was in Chronicles of Narnia.
William Moseley.
Oh, yeah, William Moseley.
William Moseley.
Yeah.
And then Colm Meaney is in there. Jesse Hutch, Valerie Jane Parker.
Oh, yeah, Colm was great. He was that guy. I mean, he is so character-driven. It was unbelievable.
And there's Craig Morgan as Davis Bridger. Oh, man, I can't wait to see this. This is going to be cool, and it's out right now, right?
It is out right now. You can get it on Amazon, Apple TV. Yeah, available to download.
That is cool. So your song's going to be on the soundtrack. Are you going to put it on your album, too, your next album?
I don't know. I'm working on a new project right now that's got a little different theme, so I don't think it fits into the theme of the music that I'm doing right now. And by theme, you know, I'm focused on God, family, country. I'm
Absolutely.
Not saying that this won't be, but, you know.
Well, Craig, listen, sometime when you have, you know, you're pretty covered up, but we do a regular thing now with Wounded Warrior Project called a Veterans Roundtable, and we'd love to have you come back on, get a few Wounded Warriors to come on that are interested in a music career and just kind of have you answer some of their questions, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I'd love that. That'd be fun.
That would be great. Craig, thank you so much, man. Great to talk to you again, and I can't wait for old Davy Crockett.
Everybody can download it now and let us know what you think about it.
I love
thank
it.
You.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.